Welcome to our Step into Missions podcast series. Throughout this series, we will explore God's heart for the whole world and the people He created. For the next few weeks, we will be learning about people who God used to spread His love from the Old Testament of the Bible. We will do this by taking a step, stopping to be in the presence of God, talking about a discussion question, exploring a passage from God's Word, and praising God through prayer. Let's start by stopping our busy schedules to be with God. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in and out while we listen to Genesis chapter 12, verse 1.
The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you."
In just a moment, I want you to press pause while you talk about this discussion question. What's the farthest you've ever been from your home? How long did it take you to get there? We've spent the last couple weeks learning about God's heart for the world. God wants people all around the world to know Him and follow King Jesus. But did you know that God has been using people to further His mission and grow His kingdom since long before Jesus walked on earth? That's right. Since the beginning of the Bible, God has used people who follow Him to further His kingdom. That's what we'll be learning about in the next few episodes. Whether you've traveled all around the world or only in the town you live in, you have probably known where you were going as you traveled. Today, we're going to explore a passage about someone God sent to an unknown land to help spread His love.
Genesis 12:1-3. The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you."
In this passage, God makes a covenant or promise with Abram. Abram must go where God tells him to go, and God is going to bless Abraham with a family, a special land, and eventually bless the whole world. What an amazing promise! You may not have thought of Abram, or as he's later called, Abraham, as a missionary. But Abram is one of the first examples we have in the Bible of God sending someone from their home to help grow God's kingdom. Isn't that cool? God's mission to further His kingdom started long ago. It's because of God's promise to Abram that anyone who has faith in Jesus can be part of God's forever kingdom. God had big plans for Abram. And those plans are still working in the lives of people who love and follow God today. God kept His promise. To end our time today, we're going to praise God through prayer. Today, we're going to pray for people who, like Abram, left their homes to spread God's love. God, we thank You that You work through people to help spread Your kingdom and Your love. We want to lift up missionaries who are far from home to You right now. God, we ask You to be near to them and encourage them as they work to spread Your kingdom. We pray for missionaries in parts of the world where it isn't always safe to be a Christian or to teach others about Jesus. We ask You to be their protector and help spread the good news of Jesus to all the earth. God, we also ask You to work in our own hearts and use us to spread your kingdom. Help us to know you more with our minds, love you more with our hearts, praise you more with our words, and spread your love with our actions. Amen.